Deborah Witzberg, in my opinion, is one of the strongest women in Chicago. She is Chicago's Inspector General, and she wrote an op-ed today that is published in the Chicago Tribune. And in it, she said Chicagoans deserve a government that is less corrupt and more accountable, less opaque and more efficient. We cannot continue to do things the same way and expect different outcomes. And the people in power in this city are not entitled to the status quo. There's something coming up before the city council, and you're making a push because it needs to be done, right?
Lisa, before we go, sorry to interrupt, but the National Weather Service has just issued a severe thunderstorm warning. We're talking about these storms as they come through, and McHenry County is in it now. So it's getting closer. Winnebago, southwestern McHenry County, and Boone County. But these storms have been making their way west to east and are definitely getting closer and closer. So we'll continue to update you, keep you posted. Forgive me both. I'm very sorry for interrupting.
No, it's your job. You have to keep us up to date on that. Deborah, how are you today?
Good. Thank you for having me.
So I was impressed with what you wrote in the Trib today. So the city council is going to consider an ordinance that would protect the effectiveness and independence of the Chicago Office of Inspector General. You are the Inspector General. Some of these people in city council who will be deciding on this could be the very people that you're investigating in the future.
That's true. The ordinance that is pending before the city council, it is scheduled to go to hearing in the ethics committee on Monday. This ordinance would bring Chicago into line with national standards and the federal law on effective independent oversight. Chicago has long been in the backwoods of government accountability and transparency, and it is time to do better. You're absolutely right. The city council members who will vote on this ordinance are themselves subject to our oversight. My view of that is that we all ought to be in a place where we can assume that the people who raise their hands to serve on the city council are there to serve the best interests of their constituents and not their own.
We have assumed that of many politicians in this state. And as you know, we have them coming in and out of prison it feels like a daily basis around here. Talk to me about investigations when people have tried to insert themselves or their representatives into those investigations, trying to, I don't know if they're trying to persuade you or gather information. Tell me about that.
Yeah, maybe all of those things. So the two issues that this ordinance is designed to get at is demands from the city's law department to sit in on confidential OIG investigative interviews. That is contrary to national standards on the practice. And it's inappropriate. The person OIG is interviewing is entitled to have their lawyer in the room. The mayor is not entitled to have his lawyer sitting in the room when we are conducting investigations.
And has Mayor Johnson attempted to have his lawyer sit in the room during these investigations?
This demand from the law department, I have not permitted this to happen during my time as Inspector General. So this has happened in the past. It has not happened while I have been in this job.
My mom is, if my mom was here, she would say, you're one tough cookie, which is not to insult you. That's an old school term for a woman that gets it done. And you do. And I've been impressed every time that we've had a conversation because you are very strong and you are working to make this a less corrupt city. And it seems like an insurmountable task.
Well, I sincerely appreciate that. I think that we are making progress. I think this is a genuine opportunity for reform. There's a lot of talk about reform in this city and not a lot of movement on it. This is a genuine opportunity to build a government that more closely resembles the one that Chicagoans deserve.
What city is getting it right?
Well, I think that this is actually an area where the national standards and the federal government are getting it right. Both of the practices that we are trying to solve for here, we would align Chicago with how, for example, the Department of Defense conducts itself with its own inspector general. My view of this is that if this is good enough for the Department of Defense, it is good enough for the city of Chicago.
Absolutely. And I know there hasn't been that pressure since you've been in the office because you don't allow it to happen, but you're trying to prevent any future episodes should you move on or up or into another position?
That's right. That's right. We're trying to protect the independence and the integrity of the work here. And, you know, certainly our highest obligation is to build these city institutions to survive and thrive long after any one of us, you know, is out of the seat. And I believe that this is a genuine opportunity to protect effective government oversight in a city that desperately needs it.
And this ordinance would also clarify the municipal code so that the confidentiality of your investigations would actually protect whistleblowers and witnesses from personal and political retaliation. That's why a lot of people don't come forward, right?
That's right.
Yeah. It prevents a lot of people from speaking up in neighborhoods in Chicago, at meetings in Chicago. And what's your hope? What kind of feedback do you get from the powers that be at the city council level on whether they believe this ordinance will get pushed through or not?
We'll see. So we have the issue of the confidentiality of the interviews, and then the other issue has to do with our ability to access all of the city records, which the law says that we get access to, in order to conduct our work. I'm very grateful for the partnership of some members of City Council and the Ethics Committee, and I am really hopeful. As I say, I really do think this is a genuine opportunity. I am really hopeful that we will make the most of it.
We'll be following it, and we'll invite some members of the City Council on the show so that we can discuss it with them as well.
Thank you so much, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Deborah Witzberg is Chicago's Inspector General. And yeah, she's impressive. That's all I can say.